Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
Boy, Big XL, this is the Riding Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life. One time for everybody over on YouTube. One time for everybody over on SoundCloud. Everybody on Audio Mac. Everybody checking out the show on all the streaming platforms that carry us. One time for y'all. One time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. Also, one time for the good people over at Ride 95. All right, now make sure you go to your favorite streaming platforms, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Blog Talk, wherever you stream your content, make sure you go there and you make sure you type in those words, Riding Dirty Radio, and that way you can check out all our exclusive interviews with all the dope artists and all the dope people we chatted up with, all right? All right, shout out to everybody who's definitely been holding us down. All the people who are subscribed or follow us, whether it's on all social media, whether it's TikTok, whether it's Instagram, whether it's on Big Old Puka Cha, man, if you're following Riding Dirty, definitely one time for you guys. We would be nothing if it wasn't for you, the people, the fans. I don't like to say fans, if it wasn't for the family. All right, man, salute to everybody. Make sure you subscribe up. Make sure y'all visit our YouTube page. And make sure you're rocking out. Make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe. When you see we drop content, share, comment, and let's help build this family. And that's Riding Dirty TV. All right? At YouTube, we are Riding Dirty TV. All right, now, y'all know what we do. Today is no different than any other day right here on the Riding Dirty Show. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's welcome to the Riding Dirty platform, Mr. Northside Slim. What's going on, my G?
Yeah, what it do?
Everything's
man,
good.
I always have to start the show off by saying, man, I'm very, very humbled and thankful to have you on this platform. The people that check out this show, that are listening live, the people that's going to check it out later on the stream, the people that's going to listen at WRFG, I'm very humbled to have you here and to talk about your life, your career, and your story right here on the Riding Dirty platform.
Yes, sir. It's an honor. You know what I'm saying? Also, too, you know what I mean? I'm honored, you know what I mean, to be a guest on Riding Dirty, man. Much love out there, man. Love.
All right, man. So let's get into it. I always like to start off at the very beginning. Where is Northside Slim from?
Man, Northside, man, he comes a long way, man. He's from Indianapolis, Indiana, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Nap Town is what they call it.
Okay. All right, now, what's your introduction to this music game? Like, what made you realize or even want to pursue music?
Man, it goes way back, man. I always been like a fan of the music. So, you know, it was like different influences, you know, throughout the whole time and stuff too. So, you know, I had some powerful influences that kind of like led me to this point.
All right, now, when you say influences, like who are some of the people that influence you, whether it's through the music, whether it's your family? Like who are some of the people that's brought the brightest influence?
Okay, yeah, well, it would go back then, too. I would say, like, possibly, like, Nas or something was a big influence. I would say Mac of No Limit Records. Then we can still fast forward to some of the new stuff. I'm kind of, like, a fan of, like, NBA Youngboy, more the South, you know, the Master P's, the Young Dolphs, you know, like, all those were heavy influences.
All right. Now, at what age did you realize, number one, you wanted to get into this entertainment field, and number two, that you had talent to even try to do it?
Okay, yeah, that would probably date back around high school. It was a guy who, you know, introduced me to it. He was kind of like a beat maker, had experience, and like me and a couple of my friends too, we were kind of like hanging out, and then it was a couple guys that was doing music already, and he kind of looked at us and was like, man, y'all should start a group or something like that. So, you know, it was history from there, kind of like, you know, he was the beat maker, and he kind of like got us prepped and ready. And then it's been history ever since.
Okay. All right. Now, what was the process like? Because you just can't decide to just go do music. Like, what was the process like? Did you listen to a lot of records and mimic those records? Did you start writing? Like, what was the process like for you?
Yeah. No mimicking or anything. I would just say, you know, heavy influences. I was kind of liking the story rap, as far as like Nas and Mac of No Limit Records. So, you know, I kind of honed in on my craft, and had never even attempted to even do music or anything. No, too, kind of did like maybe like some band things or something like in middle school, but. You know, I kind of picked up the pen, and it was kind of like matrimony. You know, I just started expressing myself, and, you know, it's like a form of poetry. So, you know, when the pen hits the paper and you know, thought hit the page, you know, it was like history there. So, you know, that's how far I come with it.
Okay. Where did the name Northside Slim come from?
Okay, yeah, that one was given to me by some trusted partners of mine and stuff too. You know, it kind of comes from like almost from like the streets a bit. You know, they were calling me Slim already, and then when people used to call my phone all the time and stuff, and they'd be like, "Man, where are you?" Everybody wanted to question me and be like, as soon as they called me, they'd be like, "Where are you at?" You know, where you at? And I'd be like, man, I'm over here on the north side. So, you know, one of my good friends, he's like, man, every time I call you and ask you where you at, you always say you on the north side. He was like, man, that should be your name.
All right, so you just took it from there?
Yeah. I just took it from there. You know, they were saying Slim already, so I just kind of, you know, combined the two, north side Slim, you know, like nothing, you know, no discrimination against anybody, or, you know, it's not even about like size of town or anything. That was kind of like the name that was given to me, so I kind of like, you know, ran with it. So it's Northside, one word. You know, some prefer to say Slim, or, you know, some prefer to say it together, Northside Slim. So
okay, no doubt. All right, so you started out actually, you started out in a group. Let's talk a little bit about the group and what made you go from a group to being a solo artist.
Okay, yeah. Well, the group, you know, we started and stuff, you know, everybody wanted to be No Limit Soldiers around, like, you know, kind of like the late 90s, like 2000s or something like that. So, you know, me and my friends, we kind of did emulate that a bit, though, too. It was like me and maybe like four other guys. And the producer, his name was Brian Faulkner. And he was like from Peoria, Illinois or whatever, too. So when we started the group, you had like the Hot Boys out around that time. You had the, you know, the Waynes, the DGs, and the Juvenile. So, you know, everybody was doing like the Soldier thing. So we ended up coming up with the name Soldier Boys.
Okay. Now, how did the group do?
Yeah, I mean we did pretty good. We probably maybe like my first experience in the studio. We went and did probably like a few maxi singles or something like that. Kind of hosted a couple parties. We never like put it out on a big platform or anything, no, too. So we kind of like booked a few shows, kind of performed, and then like us being so young at the time, you know, it was a few ones that kind of decided to go their own path. So it was like short-lived almost, though, too. I would say it was like short-lived, like less than a year or something like that. And, you know, different ones had different feelings. You know, they were like, we going our separate ways. And, you know, they kind of didn't like the business side of it or whatever, you know, but I was one of the ones that stayed with it and kept going and pursuing it, so.
Okay. Now, Indianapolis is not known for hip-hop. How do you plan on changing that? And how does the actual Indianapolis scene support, do they really support their artists? Like, let's talk a little bit about your area. Number one, how do you plan on changing, you know, or being that guy who breaks out of your city? Because I'm thinking, I've been racking my brain this whole talk, trying to figure out who really broke out of your area.
I hear that all the time, too. What about good friends? Like, what about good friends I've been knowing for years? Like, you know, he just said that to me, like, I would say maybe like a week ago or something like that, you know, but my perspective is just totally different. You know, when you got faith and you got confidence and you got persistence, you know, like, I mean, the music game is so different now, too. Like, it kind of doesn't even, like, kind of matter where you're at, though, too. Like, you know, it's so much online things or whatever. And you know, travel is important. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like a huge anybody that's super huge out of here. Like, it's guys here that's buzzing, though, too, like, for sure. But they're kind of like, just they kind of like the local scene of the music, you know. So as far as like me changing it, you know, I'm just kind of just working and just putting the material out on the platforms that I can get it on and stuff, and I kind of like let the people decide too. It's been getting a pretty good reaction and you know, traction behind it too. And then, like, you know, I don't think it's no limits at all, though, too. I'm like a guy that, like, travels around, like, wherever it's, you know, wherever the excitement is, it's kind of like where you would find me if it was ATL. Like, that's where I just came from, like, the beginning of the year, too, and did maybe, like, a few videos there, maybe a couple shows there also, too. So I would just say just moving around and then, like, you know, just building up your buzz and stuff, too. But, you know, not limiting yourself to just a certain area or demographic, I would say.
Okay. Look, next time you're in the ATL, definitely hit me up. We can link up. I'm in ATL.
Okay. Yeah. That's where I've been back and forth to from here in Indianapolis to ATL, too. That's where I kind of been, like, doing all the visuals that they're shout out to those guys in Playhouse Studios. They looked out for me. Yeah, like, I'm supposed to be there, too. Like, well, I am going to be there, too, like, the last week of October. So we can definitely link up.
No doubt. Okay, now, let's talk about your sound. How would you describe your sound?
Yeah, I would describe my sound, I would say like a one of one. I would say though too, you know, I know how like the, you know, the game kind of like people kind of like follow the trend and you know, they want to get with like the hottest sound, or you have people that say, you need to make a record like this, or you need to make a record like that. And, you know, that's not even my angle on it or nothing. I just come from the heart and I just give my story. So, you know, like, I think that's key in the game, like being authentic, you know, just being yourself, you know, not trying to duplicate or copy what anyone's doing. And, you know, kind of built in with their recipe. You know, I would say I have my own sound though too. It's just original.
Okay, no doubt. All right, now let's talk a little bit about your label, man. Tell me a little bit about your label, what you got going on with your label situation.
Oh yeah, man, it's an independent label, man. This is the new era, man. It's BDM Records, you know what I'm saying? And that stands for Billion Dollar Moves, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the label. You know, I kind of like started it off myself throughout the trials and the tribulations and things of that nature, and it's strictly to the business. So BDM Records is the label. I'm the CEO, and I'm the first artist on the label too. So, you know, we built up the buzz right now too. We got plenty of good stuff coming. You know, we got the merch on the way. You know, got the logo ready. You know, I got my guy's name is Young Billy for the logo and stuff too. I'll be like posting him everywhere. You see him on merch, wristbands, you know, you name it. So we just launching off from like last year. So like it's been no slowing down. It's been a song or two since last year of October too, and visuals to all of them too. So like working up towards an album, I would say.
Okay, all right. I want to ask you this question, and we know in hip-hop comes with a large amount of tragedy. This year we've lost artists like Dolph. We just lost PNB Rock. Coolio just passed. It seems like almost every 10 days you're hearing about a rapper somewhere, whether large or small, life coming to an end. Do you feel like being a rap artist is a dangerous occupation?
Yeah, true, man. I just found out about the Coolio too the other day, man. That's a legend right there, man, too. Like I just was hearing it too, man. That's a tragedy too with PNB Rock also too, man. And I'm a huge diehard fan of Young Dolph, you know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, I do think it's pretty dangerous, and it's pretty tragic though too. Like, the best thing I can say is just like protect yourself, you know the people, know the people who you around, you know, keep the circle small, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, like just being aware, you know, I do think it's highly dangerous too. Like, you know, kind of when you jump on the mic, or, you know, you reach a certain point of fame, or, you know, the money comes and stuff too, you know, you have people that almost want to test you behind that, or just, you know, look at people and just think it's like, you know, that like they didn't earn what they have, you know, or some of the less fortunate or whatever too. So yeah, it's pretty dangerous though, but I would just say stay alert, you know, stay safe and stay dangerous.
No doubt. Now, here in Atlanta, we just had the situation with YSL, Young Thug, Gunner, who are still incarcerated. Free those guys. But we have situations where artists' lyrics are being used in criminal cases against them. Do you think as an artist you'll ever get to a point where you watch what you say on the mic?
Yeah, I mean, I'm already conscious about what I say anyway, too. So, you know, like, you know, if any, you know, for all the artists coming up out there or anything, like, you know, do not, do not be saying specifically what you're doing out there, though, too. Do not, like, you know, rap is like a form of metaphor, so if you can, like, decode it some kind of way, you know, I know everybody wants to be, you know, the authentic and the realist and say, we did this and we did that, you know, but, you know, some things are, you know, some things are to be left, you know, left where they are, though, too. So, you know, just my recommendation is just, you know, like, you know, different word, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so, you know, like I would just say my own perspective, though, too, like me coming out right now, you know, or whatever, like some of the things I talk about, like at the time that it was going on, you wouldn't catch me jumping on the mic saying that, you know, I was saying what I was doing as always, like it's 100%, but, you know, I wouldn't be giving specific details on certain situations. So I'll just say, just be mindful about the things that you're recording and documenting, though, too. Like, it's very critical, too, because, like, hip-hop is so huge right now. Everybody's watching. Everybody's looking. It's more, like, into your personal life these days and stuff. They want to see what you're doing. Like, you know, the guys that have good music, like, it's cool, but they don't respect it unless you, like, on camera and you're almost, like, doing something to somebody on camera. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, that's not the way, though, too. You know, keep it discreet.
Okay. All right. Now, we live in an era where social media and content is king. You can find out what's going on in the world quicker and faster than you can on your nightly and daily news. How have you been able to use social media as a medium to move your music forward?
Oh, man, it's been a huge, like, it's been a huge jolt, I would say, though, too, because, like, I come from the time, like, of, like, burning CDs and, like, going to every club, like, if it was somebody performing or something like that, like, I had to be there. I was like, that's the music crowd right there. I got to be out there selling my music or, like, you know. So I would say, like, the internet has definitely, like, changed the game. Like, you can almost, like, reach anybody, you know, like, in an instant these days. So it's, like, changed the communication and the connection of the game, you know, too. It's so easy, you know, to get in contact with whoever you need to contact with.
Okay. So, all right. With that being said, you mentioned clothing company. What's going to be the name of your clothing company, or what's going to be the branding on your clothing company?
Yeah, well, you know, it's in the works right now, though, too. So, like, if you do see it, it's going to be saying BDM, you know, okay. Which I said what that means, and it's BDM, and it's actually, you know, it's a variety of things, though, too, but probably, like, the first launch, you know, would be, like, it's going to be, like, shirts kind of, like, with my face on it, though, too, so no one can, like, you know, duplicate the logo or anything, you know, kind of like I don't know if you're familiar with, like, maybe they had, like, the Che Guevara
yeah,
shirts.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are dope.
Yeah, so something like in that field right there. And, you know, we have, like, the logo, the BDM, and, you know, I have, like, my guy Young Billy, so, you know, you might find it somewhere intricate on the shirt or whatever, though, too, but some kind of with faces, and then maybe, like, another series. I have a, you know, a younger son, though, too, but he's, like, you know, one of the faces, too, also. So
okay,
we'll do something like that, too, with words and different stuff, too, also.
All right, look, let's talk about this joint Facts before you get up out of here. Tell me about Facts, the concept, who produced it, and it drops today, right?
Yeah, the new single is out right now, Facts, you know it, you know what I mean? It was inspired, you know, it kind of like tells a lot of tale, you know, kind of through my journey you know, something with like friends and just not looking behind you, you know, moving forward, you know what I mean? So, you know, we labeling that Facts. It's out right now. All platforms, Spotify, YouTube, you know, the video is dropping here soon also. So be on the lookout for that though too. But yeah, it was inspired. It was produced by King Matic. He's out of the West Coast in California. So yeah, I kind of just heard the beat or whatever though too, and then I kind of, like I said, I always speak from like, you know, my experience and from the heart though too. So like that's kind of what came out. I was like, yeah, it's time to drop the facts though too. You know, that's for, you know, it's specifically like for ones who feel like they know me or knew of me, you know, different ones that had to get cut off, you know, on this forward journey. So, you know, I had to drop that one off for them and tell them the facts. You know, we not looking back, we moving forward, and that's facts.
No doubt. Now, before we get to the record, tell the people where they can find you on social media and what streaming platforms they can check it out.
Okay, you can find me on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Every title is the same. You know, it's Northside, one word, underscore Slim on Instagram. Northside Slim on Spotify. You can check out, I have the YouTube station. And, you know, if you want to find out about the label, too, that's BDM Records, if you're looking for that, too.
All right. My G, again, thank you for coming on the show.
Come on, Big XL. I appreciate you having me, man. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor.
All right. Do me one favor, man. Let's give these people a taste of these facts. Introduce that record to the world.
Man, it's my new single just dropped today. Facts, check that out. You know what I mean? Run it up.
Appreciate it, my G.
100. No, I don't.
Hey.
No, I do. You know I bleed this shit. You know I breathe this shit. Make it uncomfortable where nigga won't even much breathe around this bitch. They was talking, I was saying and seeing this shit. I wasn't dreaming this shit. I had dreamed this shit. I don't look back. I won't look back. I didn't know then, but now a lot of people mad. Guess they wanted me to stay. Thought I had all day to play. BDM, north side, my world, my way. Hey, I...
Hey, you know I do.
You know what time it is. You know what I mean? It took years. It took time. You know what I mean? And was finally here. Wishing that I failed, they was hoping I ain't sell. Had that same ambition when they first let me out that cell. Can't you tell this is me? It ain't no one else to be. Yeah, they tried to shut the door, they turned the lock, I got the key. I got focused, this shit changed, can never change behind no change. I had to go and get it, it wasn't once that I complained. Hit the range and took names for this fortune and this pain. Everybody say they shoot it, but everybody ain't got no aim. I don't look back, I won't look back, I don't look back, facts, I won't look back, I... There's no turning around.
I do.